Straight Talk on WRHI is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, Manning Kimmel.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. My name is Manning Kimmel. The program is called Straight Talk. We do it every weekday afternoon, talking about Rock Hill, Fort Mill, TKK, the great county of York, and everything else up and down I-77. And we do it right here on WRHI, South Carolina's seven-time radio station of the year. Our broadcast presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Well, the man who is responsible for all the traffic issues and road issues and anything else that you are cursing and yelling about is right here in front of the microphones right now. His name is Patrick Hamilton. He is the Pennies for Progress manager, and you don't have too many bullet holes in you or arrows sticking
out.
Not
yet, but no. I appreciate the warm welcome. I prefer it as the roadway improvements, not the traffic impediments.
Yeah, so Patrick, tell everybody first off a little bit about your background, because this is not your first rodeo doing roads.
No, sir. I am a graduate of Clemson University in civil engineering. I spent time with the DOT. I've been in the private sector doing design work. I've been with the county. I've been with the county now over about 3.5 years. I was recently just named an assistant county engineer for over transportation, so manage the Pennies for Progress program, but also oversee the C-Fund program as well, which is more of the local paving projects.
Oh, my.
So I've been around transportation for 10 years now and love every day of it.
I would venture to say that this must be your most challenging position that you've had yet.
So, absolutely. You know, dealing with the public, and a lot of it is this frustration from the public, and I get it because I sit in the traffic each day too. You know, they want to know why it takes so long, why the road isn't done, and then like Cherry Road out here, they don't like to sit in traffic while the road is being repaired. But unfortunately, you know, that's a necessary evil to any roadway project is to for traffic issues to come up and be delayed and lane closures. But the ultimate goal is to have a nice, finished, smooth product at the end.
All right. Well, what do you say we start with probably the most difficult project, the one you're probably getting more phone calls about than anything, is good old Cherry Road.
Absolutely.
Outside of here. As I would interpret this, you're basically rebuilding this entire roadway from Cherry Park down here to Alumni Drive.
Correct. Now, this was a Pennies for resurfacing project, so we're not doing any widening or anything like that. It's just a simple, not a simple.
Watch your words here, brother.
It is very far from a simple repaving job. The road is in such poor condition, we're essentially having to rebuild the entire road. And what that means is, we're having to go down 13 inches and remove everything that's there and put back 13 inches worth of pavement structure. Now, there's some spots out there, for those who don't know, Cherry Road used to be a concrete road, a two-lane concrete road. So there are sections where there's concrete out there today that we're going to leave in place, that it was tested and it shows it's strong enough to be able to last for the future. So those areas, more so in the median, we're going to try to retain that concrete. But for the main travel lanes, and you may have already seen the part near Winthrop, it's been already milled down about 3 or 4 inches. So we have another 9 inches to go in order to repair the entire road.
Okay. 9 inches.
9 inches. And we're going to put back, after we dig down the 9 inches, we're going to put what's called roller compacted concrete. It'll be 9 inches thick. It'll go in one lift. It'll be a steel drum roller behind it. And it sets up very quickly. So it comes out of almost like a paving machine. Thick, compacted, and stiff enough to where traffic can get on it within an hour or so.
So one layer is 9 inches.
One
thick?
Layer of 9 inches, yes, sir.
Ooh, that's pretty slick.
And then once that's done, then we come back with two lifts of asphalt. So it will be completely asphalt when it's all finished.
So let me ask you this: when you go down a foot, which is what you're doing, 3 inches and 9 inches, is it just because the whole subsurface is just crumbled?
It is. Cherry Road's been widened before in the past. It used to be a two-lane road, then it was a three-lane, then it was a five-lane. And it was never a consistent pavement structure. At one point, I believe it was a three-lane curb and gutter road, and they widened to five lanes. They just paved over top the curb and gutter. So that there's basically a variety of pavement structure out there. So by going down the 13 inches, that kind of makes everything consistent and rebuilds what we know will be a strong pavement structure to last 20 years or more in the future.
So if you did not do this and you just went down 3 inches and slapped some more asphalt on top of it, that would eventually fall apart.
That would fall apart in a couple of years. Yeah, you'd see cracks in a couple of years and it'd be fall apart. So the base is the issue. So we have to go down and completely repair the base to be able to last into the future.
Now, the next question I have, and I've never understood this, and correct me if I'm wrong on this. My understanding is that concrete is a more durable surface than asphalt. Mm-hmm. Yet it costs a little bit more money.
It does.
Yet, if you just pointed out, you tested some concrete portions of this roadway, and they're still in good shape. So you don't have to fool around with fixing those. So why wouldn't you just make this whole roadway concrete? Spend a little extra money now, but save in the long run.
Well, the entire road will be concrete, the bottom 9 inches. Now, we're coming back with the asphalt on top. The asphalt, obviously, is not as expensive, so your normal paving job is just going to have hot mix asphalt. If you have to dig the road open, asphalt's a lot easier to dig through than concrete for your water lines, a sewer line or whatnot. But that is one reason we are putting the concrete back as the base, is because it is so much stronger and we feel will last that much longer in the future.
What about all the infrastructure that's underneath this 1 foot that you're going through? You talk about water lines and sewer lines. I mean, are you dodging all those? Are those being rebuilt as you unearth them?
So, in theory, this water line should be 2 to 3 feet below the pavement surface.
Below the 1 foot that you're digging out.
Right. It should typically, standards are 36 inches deep is how deep you want your water line. Obviously, that's not always the case. We are coordinating very closely with the City of Rock Hill's water department and sewer department so they can be on site once we start milling down to take out the 9 inches. They'll have a crew on site. If we do run into an issue, they'll be able to make the repair to not hold up the pavement work.
You just said that the reason we don't take that 3 inches on top and make it concrete is because it's easier if you have to go in and do repairs. But the repairs will all be a foot underneath, and you already have to go through concrete. So why not just layer the whole thing with concrete?
I was speaking more in general terms about the asphalt on other roads, about utility repairs. But on this one, this was the recommendation from the geotechnical engineer that we hired to go out there and do some coring and sampling to determine the best pavement structure. We worked with the DOT as well, and that was determined to be the best bang for the buck, I guess.
All right. I just wonder, because it seems to me if it is that much more durable a product, you got to spend more for it now. But in the long run, you would save money because you wouldn't have to go back and resurface the road.
Right, and I see your point, and that's what the 9 inches of concrete that we are putting down should serve as that purpose.
Okay, so maybe the extra 3 inches wouldn't make any difference. Okay. Big question is,
when will it be done?
Thank you. You did a nice interview.
Well, you had mentioned earlier about all the calls and complaints, and I've been getting a handful of calls and complaints about the traffic out there now. And those calls, I don't mind taking those complaints because those are good complaints. That means work's getting done. I don't like getting the calls when they say, why aren't you doing anything? Those are not the good calls I like to receive. So I'm more than happy to take the calls about that. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is only the beginning of what's happened out there thus far. The completion date for the contract is in November. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to be tearing up the road all the way until November. But I'd say into September, it's going to be what you're seeing out there today. I do know they're planning to start the RCC, which is the roller compacted concrete, on the section they've already milled out. They're hoping to start that next week, potentially. And they'll take it, a section at a time that they've already milled out. But, up and down from Alumni to D Street, there'll be some activity through November.
So where on this road so far have they gone down?
They've gone
9 inches,
from Alumni going north up to, I just rode down there on my way here. It's, is it Evergreen, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
Or maybe one block north of Evergreen.
So you're saying they've already gone down?
They've gone down about three to four inches along the curb line.
Right.
And they've milled evenly across the entire road to establish a 2% cross slope, which is standard for roadways. So in the middle, they may have milled out 5 or 6 inches because there wasn't a standard 2% cross slope. So now they'll come back and mill down another 9 inches on top of that. And directly behind the milling machine will be the RCC paver. So the road's not going to be left, you know, 13 inches below the curb line overnight or anything like that. The RCC machine will be coming in directly behind the milling machine to put those 9 inches down.
So that extra milling, that 9 inches with the roller concrete thing going behind it,
mm-hmm.
that's going to get started when?
Hopefully next week.
Next week. Now, I know you've heard, gotten an earful, I'm sure, from Winthrop University, which sometime here, I believe, around the 20th or 21st of August, the students are going to start coming back.
Absolutely. We are well aware of that.
And will we have this section done?
So the way the contract was written for the contractor and working with the DOT, typically on a project like this, there would be no lane closures allowed between 7 and 9 in the morning and 4 and 6 in the afternoon. So your peak hours of the day, we don't like to have lane closure because that impedes traffic. Well, in this case, DOT and us agreed to waive those requirements between June 10th and August 18th. So essentially when Winthrop is out for the summer, there's no lane restrictions. So they can have a lane closure at 7 in the morning till 7 at night if they want to. And the intent with that is for the bulk of the work to be able to be done before Winthrop comes back to school, which is why they started on the southern end of Cherry Road to be able to get the part in Winthrop done prior to school coming back in August.
So what you're trying to tell me is the object is to get this piece, which is from Alumni Drive at least up to Oakland Avenue, you're trying to get that piece done, finished.
As quickly as possible.
As quickly as possible.
Yes, sir.
So that would be the milling down a foot, then the 9 inches of concrete and 3 inches of asphalt?
It'll be 2 inches of asphalt. They'll probably put one lift down first, and then probably like in September, October, okay. they'll pave the final lift all the way through so it's a smooth surface. Because if you start and stop, you can get, you know.
I got you. So we should, this thing probably, if everything works right, will be open without the final layer of asphalt, but it'll be nice and smooth.
Correct. A lot has to happen in order to meet that timeline, but that is
Well, you know, actually, I think being here every day as I am, I think this crew has done a pretty good job. I mean, they haven't stopped except for the 4th of July weekend. They've been mm-hmm. right at it.
Yep, the contractor is Granite out of North Carolina, and they do a lot of work for us and for the state, and they provide quality work on the majority of our projects. So we've been pleased thus far with the contractor.
So they're on timetable right now.
Correct.
All right. Whew, Lord. And you haven't had much to deal with as far as rain. Or does rain really affect a project
Knock
like
on
this?
Wood. No, we haven't had it. Now, once we start paving, that could obviously you can't pave in the rain.
Yeah.
But to this point, it hasn't impacted the schedule yet.
This is much different than a project like we're going to talk about here in a minute called McConnell's Highway.
Who? Which one?
All right. I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, our able-bodied producer, Sophia, is here today, and she is going to lead us in our chant, because we are broadcasting live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. We got a nice crowd here today from Oliver Eye Associates. And they can see all this because they all have good vision, right? Okay. So on the count of three, we're going to do it together. One, two, three.
Life, life, life. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
News and information that matters to you. This is Straight Talk.
Hectic schedule? In a rush? Now you can order your favorite Substation 2 sub or salad online and skip the line. Just go to mysubstationii.com, click on the online order tab, place your order, and come and get it. That's mysubstationii.com. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Nicole Thompson, assistant principal at Griggs Road Elementary School in Clover.
The connectivity program, it's more than just academics. It became helping them to feel part of a school system, have a voice in their building and inside of their classrooms, but it also provided us an opportunity to really get to know families one-on-one. Technology is a gateway for students to really see their potential and what 21st century learning is all about and to be ready. Luckily, Comporium was willing to get on board, helping us to educate our students.
Hear the full story at humantech.comporium.com.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Explore more with Founders Federal Credit Union. Receive double C rewards points on lodging, travel, and dining purchases from May 15th to July 31st when you use your Founders Visa Signature or Platinum Visa credit card. For full promotion details and to apply for a card, visit foundersfcu.com/CU rewards. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com for one of our more than 30 locations to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Explore more with double points. Credit card terms and conditions apply. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Patrick Hamilton, the man, the myth, and rapidly becoming the legend because he is the head of Pennies for Progress, and he's got a couple of projects that are certainly impacting a lot of people who are motoring around York County. We just spent 15 minutes talking about Cherry Road, and it's moving along pretty well, even though it is convenient. And if everything works well, we ought to see some drastic improvements here by the time Winthrop University starts coming back to school. All right. Now, you know.
Your favorite project.
My favorite project, because this is one I have to go up and down every day. It's called the good old beautiful McConnell's Highway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is it ever going to get done?
It's close.
Close.
I promise it's close. The last update we had from the contractor earlier this week was that he hopes to be done by the end of July. I'm passing along what he's telling me. So it could go into August, but he's shooting for the end of July.
And keep in mind, it's in his best interest to get it done because he's in a penalty phase now.
Absolutely. He is getting penalized daily. The current completion date, after we factored in some utility delays, some weather delays, was the end of April. So all of May, June, July, he's getting penalized daily. Against his contracts, it'll be deducted from his final payment. $1,400 a day.
There goes the profit.
That adds up pretty quick.
Yeah, it does. Sure does. So,
and he's fully aware. We've had many conversations with him. We've expressed early on the liquidated damages that would be applied. So this is not a surprise to him, and we've stressed the urgency for. Seems like 2 years now to try to get this job finished.
Has his issue been just can't find enough workers, or he just not doing the job right, or combination of both?
Yeah, I think he's got several other jobs in the area and doesn't have enough crews to keep up with it. That's my opinion. I don't think he has the actual manpower to finish it.
So in a situation like this, when a future contract comes up, let's say this company were to bid on this, you would obviously remember this and be having second thoughts?
Absolutely. You know, we don't always accept the lowest bidder. It's the lowest and responsible bidder. One project doesn't cause a contractor to get banned, or at least not in this case. If it's an extreme circumstance, yes. And this contractor's done Penny's work all the way back to Penny's One and has provided very high quality work for us in the past. I think it's just a matter of the project was delayed for about a year due to some utility delays. So he was, you know, ramping up other projects, thinking this project would already be done. So he kind of had other projects committed to. But yeah, I mean, this has been a good contractor. I will say we've had a couple of recent Penny's projects that we've bid out, and his company has not bid on it. Has not bid on it. So I think they're aware of their workload situation.
Right.
But like I said, this is kind of a surprise to us because this has been such a good quality contractor for us in the past. Done many projects throughout the county on the Penny's program. So we're not going to let this one project, you know, take over his reputation, but it does put a ding on it, and we've had conversations with him expressing that to him.
So I got to ask you about this project, and we've had this conversation before. I'm not quite sure why this road was not four lane all the way to
Eastview and Falls.
Yeah, Falls Road, that's what I was thinking about. I mean, it's a three lane project, but when I see the traffic levels there in the afternoon and evening, I just wonder. I know these were designed a while back and what have you, but
certainly.
Golly day.
Yeah, there's traffic studies performed on all of our projects, and traffic is projected out. Yes, with the amount of growth we've seen in the last several years, traffic has increased a lot, but that growth isn't going to last forever. But yeah, that, you know, traffic study was done, design started a while back, and a three lane was what was decided.
No, I'm fine. Thank you very much. That's my producer here, Sophia.
One thing that we are doing with the project that will drastically improve traffic out there is the intersection of Meadow Lakes Road. There'll be a traffic signal installed. In fact, it was installed this week. The signal heads are up.
Good.
They're not operating yet. They'll be up for a few weeks to, you know, let traffic get adjusted to aware that a signal is coming there.
Boy, they need one there.
Badly.
I'm surprised there haven't been more wrecks on that one. The traffic coming down the hill there,
certainly.
You got it. Now, you have widened the little bridge that goes by Food Lion there to four lanes so traffic can come in and out of there while there's turns and what have you.
Right.
But when you go across Wildcat Creek, which is all of 100 yards away,
yes,
you're bringing the traffic down to two lanes from three.
We are. Doing that doesn't...
Who did this traffic study?
Well, there's still only two lanes of traffic. So whether there's a third middle lane or not, the flow of traffic shouldn't change. I think it was looking at it from a cost standpoint of having to go in and build a new bridge that could add, you know, a couple million dollars to the project. You know, that was just designed before I got here. So,
well, you didn't build a new bridge where the Food Lion is there. You just widened it a little bit.
That was a culvert. Yeah, that was a little easier than a bridge.
What do I know? So are you telling me end of July? That's what we're looking at now.
That's what I've been told.
Do we want to put money on this one?
Don't be surprised if it goes to August.
But
he's telling us July, so we're. That's what we're going to go with.
Okay. Now, I know there's other projects going on, so give me a rundown as to where we are now.
So real quick, the Highway 160 West in Fort Mill, going from Gold Hill Road to the North Carolina state line, has been under construction for a while now. That project is moving along nicely. Should be finished next summer, early fall of 2020. That'll be a five-lane widening all the way to the state line. We have over on the western side of Clover, the Barrett 321 connector road's under construction. That's a new road connecting Barrett Road to 321 in Clover, almost like a little mini bypass. That one's under construction. It'll be finished up spring of 2020. And one of the big projects, high-profile projects in the area, is Gold Hill I-77.
Here we go.
We've been talking about this for a while.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to talk about traffic jams, this is going to leave Cherry Road in the dust. All right, Gold Hill Road and I-77.
I-77. As we've mentioned before, it'll be a diverging diamond interchange.
Now, let's explain that. What does that mean?
It means that you will cross to the, quote, opposite side of the road in the middle when you go over the bridge. So what that does is it allows free flow left turn movements on and off the interstate. So you don't have to yield to oncoming traffic to make a left turn to get on the interstate. You're already on the left side of the road, so it's a free flow onto the interstate and off the interstate. It's the first diverging diamond interchange in the state of South Carolina. There is some existing ones like this in North Carolina. There's, I think, a couple on 485, and I know there's one at exit 28 on I-77 at the Davidson exit. It's been studied. It's been proven to be a much more efficient roadway. Again, the left turn is always an issue at intersections, and if you don't have to yield to oncoming traffic, left turns can turn freely.
Yeah, exactly. So this project, this is not a Penny's project.
This is a Penny's project.
This is a Penny's project.
It is. Penny's 3 project.
Okay.
It has been bid out. It has been awarded. SCDOT bid it out, and they are managing construction. We do have $2.5 million in federal funds, which is always good for us to get some additional dollars to help our Penny's dollars out.
The total cost of this project is what?
The bid amount was, including contingencies and inspection fees, was about $12.7 million. Total project cost is close to $15, and that includes your design, right-of-way, everything included. We do have a pre-construction meeting in 2 weeks, I believe, on this project. So construction, we're hoping to get started hopefully in August. I'll know more after the pre-construction meeting in a couple of weeks as far as the contractor schedule. But I already anticipate in August, you know, people will start seeing some orange barrels that they love to see everywhere. I love to see them. That means work's getting done.
Traffic will continue, still be able to use?
The bridge will be open to traffic throughout construction. There will be some nighttime work, obviously, because we can't, you know, do lane closures on I-77 during the day. But there will be some need to close I-77. We're going to be widening the existing bridge to the north to account for the additional lanes that are needed. So we're not replacing the existing bridge. We're just going to widen it to the north.
Okay. All right. So look out, because I guess if you're not going to close the existing two lanes, the flow of traffic should be the same. But when you start putting all that heavy equipment out there, people are going to slow down.
Absolutely. People need to consider alternate routes, maybe leave a little earlier in the mornings or a little later. But, that's a necessary evil for roadway construction, is to have traffic impacts during construction.
All right, so you're hoping to start this in August, which means you're going to finish it when?
The completion date is June of 2021.
June of 2021. All right. We still have not heard anything about State Infrastructure Bank money for these other interchanges.
The latest on that is the CID board has come out. They have opened back up the application process, and that ends on August 1st. So the county is going to update our application. We'll submit it back on August 1st, and hopefully maybe by the end of the year, first of 2020, we should hear something. I do know we have been told that there's, I think, over $700 million available to be dispersed throughout the entire state. Now, there's a lot of counties who have applications in, so that money will go pretty quickly.
And how is that money generated? Where is that coming from?
I'm not sure.
It's not the gas tax. It's not. I mean, I don't know what it is. But anyway, $700 million of it there. And we've asked for, 175, but we may be asking for more?
Yeah, we're going to have to go back and adjust our, because the application was put together 3 years ago. So there's been some things that have changed since then. So we're going back and updating it now, and, you know, we'll get that in by August 1st for those interchange projects.
All right, Patrick, you've been a good sport. You let me rake you over the coals, but you still look fine.
Part of the job.
Part of the job.
One more quick thing, www.penniesforprogress.net. That's our website. I would encourage people to visit that website. We try to keep up-to-date information on there. We have displays from public meetings we have, and there's updates on all the projects as well.
Patrick Hamilton, thanks for all that you do, buddy. Appreciate it, and we'll get you back here soon, I promise you. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. Now, we've got the Oliver Eye Associates crowd here, and they can all see. They have all got good vision. So on the count of three, we're going to tell everybody what we do here at Substation 2. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3.
Slice. Garden.
Hey, got it. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio too, or how about Monday? Bye.